All right. Well, good evening. And how are y'all doing this evening? That's good. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to start out by singing Revelation song with Holy, Holy, Holy. And stand if you can. Welcome those of us online, too.
Marvelous Join with the earth, and I'll give my praise. as they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll sing. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. To you.
Amen.
Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad that I entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food. And to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? 353. Okay, we'll get you. 353. All right. Victory in Jesus. 353.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What was your pick of him? There is a Redeemer. Yeah. Is that a Keith Green, or he sang a version of it?
There is a Redeemer.
I don't know. That's it. That is it? Okay, let me see here.
There, I hope so.
Okay, 308, there is a Redeemer. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, text and music, Melody Green. I wonder if that's close to Keith Green. I was just thinking about this song because it sounds like that other one that I sang. Yeah. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good one. Any others? Well, yeah, we can do doxology real quick, and then we'll call it good. No, that's good. We haven't sang it in a while. Yeah, yeah, it's near the very end of the hymnal. It's like on 318 or 818 or something like that. I don't remember. 815? Okay, thank you. There's a couple of different versions of it. Yeah, I think the 815 is the one we know. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's see, am I getting that right? I'm not getting that right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. 814. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Yep.
Oh, get it on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You might find me doing cartwheels up here. I'll be so excited. The more, the merrier, man. I love it. Got
like,
some...
Looks like we're going to have a serious meeting.
We're going to have a serious meeting up in here. All right. What do we have in the way of praises tonight? Anybody got a praise? Testimony, praise? Yes? No?
You got one.
Praise?
John
got a praise.
You got to get on his internet there.
Got a message from
Pat McCormick.
Pat McCormick, yeah, you got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Paul's, I think I got it through you, Brother John. Huh? Paul took his last cancer treatment.
Yes, correct.
And he's cancer free?
Amen. Yep.
That's great. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Very good. That's great praise. Any other praises? I got the heat on. It doesn't feel like it's warming up, but it's on. Beautiful day. Yes, it was. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Amen. Praise the Lord for the rain. Yes. We need more. We'll take more. Need more, take more, want more. Pray for more.
Amen.
All right, all right. What else? Any other praises? All right, prayer requests? Any prayer requests? Yeah, Bobby? Bobby's waiting for Mike.
Waiting for the mark. Yes, my daughter and grandson left for Ohio this morning because their father-in-law, or her father-in-law, and grandpa, he's on hospice right now.
Okay.
And he's got pneumonia, heart failure, and something else, she told me. But everybody else up there has got the flu.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they're going up there not sick and probably going to come back sick. So I'm telling them, stay away from me. So I want prayers that they don't get sick and for them to be with family
right.
up there. And his name is Carl.
Carl on
don't
hospice.
Don't ask me the last name. Smith.
Carl Smith on hospice. All right. This is your daughter and grandson.
Sure.
Everybody's got the flu up there. Okay.
Great.
Amen. Stephanie tested positive for flu, I want to say, on Monday. And I guess my praise is I hadn't got the flu. I think I got a little taste of it. You know, you get a little taste of it. You know, that woman's been coughing in my bed for four nights. It's in the air, man. I'm like, I'm praying, Jesus, Lord, don't let that flu virus come into my body. you know, that's what I've been taking every night. I've been taking that emergency. Do y'all take that emergency, anybody? I'll tell you, I think it helps. I think it helps. I don't know. Maybe it's like overpriced snake oil, but I mean, I think it helps a little bit. She's on Tamiflu, but we're talking about taking emergent C to keep from getting the flu. Yeah. Yeah, emergent C. You got another prayer request, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
All right, what you got?
I have three men on my Man Up God's Way web Facebook group that I'm on.
Yeah, Facebook
group.
That are
struggling with alcohol.
Okay.
And one of them's like 61 days sober so far, and the other two are way less. And one of them's also trying to quit smoking at the same time. Don't ask me their names because I can't pronounce them.
Oh, my soul.
just on one of my groups on Facebook. It's called Man Up to God's Way. And just pray for them to keep that up.
So one guy's 61 days sober.
Correct.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah,
and the other guy's trying to quit.
Been saved and been baptized and
smoking and drinking, trying to quit both. That's tough.
That's one of them.
Whew, yeah. Mercy.
The other two are just trying to quit drinking.
All right. Well, that's hard enough, I guess.
And
amen.
Course,
we'll pray.
Of course, all my kids and grandkids too.
Yeah. Don't forget this Saturday, men, is your prayer time up here at the church, 7 a.m. And then also Saturday is Brother Mike's homegoing service over at First Houston, First North Houston. So that's over in Aldine area. That service will be at 10 a.m. So that's coming this Saturday. And then we've got our big musical for the kids, the school putting on their musical this Sunday night. And in lieu of that, the church will not be having our regular worship service, but you're certainly invited to come. Support the kiddos. Looks how many kids you got singing?
All of them.
All of them?
Some of the high schools, not, or the older kids.
Too cool to sing.
Yeah.
You're too cool. But all the little bitties are singing.
Yes,
yeah, that'll be cool. All right. You doing it Facebook Live things?
I guess we could.
Yeah, let's put it on.
Put it on.
All right, very good. So those are the announcements. And then when is the Christmas adult party?
10th.
December the 10th. I forgot the announcements before we got into all the prayer time stuff. December the 10th, and Miss Virginia needs your money. $15 a couple, is that correct? All right. All right, Brother John, you got a prayer request.
It's $15 each.
Yeah, $15 each. Thank you,
yeah.
Sir.
Barbara Manning, Volunteer Christian Builders.
Yes. How's her? Got any update?
I don't have an update on her. Hopefully she was strong enough that they'd move her over to Kindred.
Okay. Going to rehab, hopefully. They ever figure out what's going on? No, still not. All right. Any other prayer needs?
You got
back?
Yeah. Sharon Heiberger, continue to pray for my granddaughter Madison's depression.
All right. Amen. Got it. What else? Anything? All right, James?
Yeah, James Woods.
James Woods recovering. Is he any better?
I hope he's better. I haven't heard anything. That's what I'm praying. The good news. No news is good news, right?
Yeah, hey, why don't you put a blurb on there and ask? I'm sure they're watching.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Ask them, Jeremiah. Double pneumonia recovering.
Yeah.
All right. And then we had some hands go up. You got some more?
Yeah, okay. One more. I'll pray for Kevin.
Kevin?
I lift my son up, yeah.
What's going on with Kev?
He's all right. He's still struggling. You know, it's just like...
Addiction issues?
Yeah, it's just day by day.
All right.
You know, but he's still going to church. So
amen. All right, what else? Saw some hands? Yes, ma'am?
You got to hold on, man. Girl. You got to have this mic. You got to have this mic. This
way they want to hear you online. The people watching online want to hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Our
daughter.
Jessica has depression. And it's so bad that she was at UT. She's at UT, and she was a junior, and she hasn't taken classes in a long time.
Okay.
And she's trying to get an autism diagnosis.
Yes.
And she's just it's almost like she's frozen.
Yeah, frozen. I hear you.
She can't do anything. She can't read. She can't. She used to be like a genius.
She can't focus.
Yeah, she was almost like 2 points off genius, and she can't do math anymore.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, amen. We're going to pray for Jessica and that depression. And I'm trying to tighten up the last.
I'm just trying to make them happy.
I'm trying to button up the last. The last details to Sunday morning's message. I think I'm about halfway through it, but I'm going to be preaching on depression this Sunday. So, you know, this time of year, you know, people deal with depression all year, you know, no doubt. But this time of year, depression tends to rear its old ugly head. And I think one of the reasons why is we get so busy going in so many different directions that most of the time our bodies are taxed and our minds are taxed almost to the limit. But when we get into Thanksgiving, it's just overload, you know. And then we get into Christmas and there's all these people you got to try to keep happy and all these people you got to go see. And you know what I'm learning at 55? I'm learning how to say no. No, I'm just learning how to say no. There's three things. I'll make one of them. And, you know, if you want to be around me, come. Amen. If I don't get to see you, I'll see you the next time. Or you call me up. You know, that phone works both ways. That phone's a two-way deal. Email's two-way. Text message, two-way deal. Reach out. Amen. Reach out. Got it? Amen. All right. You got another prayer?
Yes.
What you got?
Phil Chavez.
Phil Chavez.
Yes, is asking for Lorraine Chavez.
That's right.
Yeah, healed of memory loss, hearing loss, and other health problems, and that their possessions and finances be restored.
Health issues. Finance. All right. Anything else? Shut-ins. Those of you with unspokens, lift your hand, okay? Y'all ready to pray? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can gather in your name. We thank you, Lord, for these that you brought out on a cold, chilly night. We're thankful, Lord, for the beautiful day. We praise you for the beautiful day you've given to us today. The freshness of it, the crispness of it, Lord, a cool morning in the morning, it will certainly be a change of pace for Southeast Houston, but we praise you for the different seasons, the different times of the year. Lord, we are praising you that you spared us this year of any kind of a hurricane in this part of the country, and we're just thankful and overjoyed for that. We pray for those in the U.S. that are still recovering from hurricanes coming ashore, certainly in Florida. And on the eastern part of the United States. But, Lord, we praise you and thank you that we dodged that hurricane bullet this year, Lord. We're thankful that hurricane season is over. We praise you for that. Lord, we praise you for the rain that you've sent. And, Lord, we're praying for more rain. that we might catch up before the end of the year. But, Lord, we're thankful and we're praying for that. And, Lord, the big praise tonight is the wonderful news about Brother Paul and his last cancer treatment and the fact that the doctors discerned him to be cancer-free. So we praise you for that tonight, Lord. We thank you for that. What a great answer of prayer. And, Lord, another testimony that you are the great and mighty physician. Lord, as we come to you tonight, we lift up Brother Ronnie to you. We pray for Ronnie Holman. We lift up his cancer, Lord. We pray you touch his body. Be with Nancy during this time of year as they celebrate their love and marriage together, an anniversary. And, Lord, we just pray that you might continue to bring healing to Brother Ronnie's body and get that cancer out of him, Lord. We just pray for a miracle, a testimony of healing, a Paul McCormick story, Lord. That's what we're praying for and looking for here. So, God, we pray you touch Ronnie in a special way. We lift up Ronnie Vaculik to you tonight. We pray for him and all his different medical tests that he's going through. And, Lord, we pray you give him the stamina, the strength, you give him the grace, you give him the mercy, Lord, to go through what he's going through and being poked and prodded and turned this way and hold still here and hold your breath and don't move and all that jazz and going in that loud machine, Lord, taking that MRI business. And, Father God, we just pray you watch over him. Help him tomorrow morning. Be with Alita as she gets him where he's got to be. And, Lord, we pray for her health. We pray you touch her body. Bring healing to her from this little sickness she's got. We pray for Miss Stephanie, Lord, and we pray you get her through and over the flu. And, Lord, I thank you and praise you that I've not so far, knock on this wooden pulpit, haven't come down with it yet. So I praise you for that, Lord. Thank you for sustained health there, and we just pray you keep us on keeping on. Lord, we think about these requests that Bobby's mentioned, this family member where his daughter and grandson are traveling to, Carl Smith on hospice, everyone up there with the flu, as flu is just running rampant. We pray that you keep them healthy, give them traveling mercies, and Lord, we just pray that they be a comfort and encouragement to their family as they go and support Carl Smith on hospice. We lift up these three friends on Bobby's Facebook group that are trying to shake the addiction of alcohol, alcohol and cigarettes. We pray you give these men strength, that, Lord, they turn to you in their time of need and time of trouble. And, Lord, we pray that they would just take each day at a time and sometimes each hour at a time and sometimes each minute at a time and, Lord, sometimes a second at a time. But, Lord, we pray you'd see them through and help them kick these addictions that they're wanting to kick. Lord, we pray for grandkids and children. Pray blessings upon them and safety for them, Lord, and pray that they make good, wise decisions. We lift up Barbara Manning to you, Lord, transitioning from the hospital and getting ready to go to rehab. We pray that you just help her build back strength. And, Lord, all her body comes back online. She gets feeling back and sensation back and all of those things. We just lift Barbara up to you this evening. We're praying for Madison's depression. And, Lord, we pray that you just show her in the midst of that what it is you're wanting to show her, God. And, Lord, these things don't happen to us by accident. You're sovereign. And, Lord, you're in control. So, Lord, we pray these thorns in the mind and these thorns in the flesh, God, somehow you would pivot with those things and help us to pivot off of those things and find out exactly what we need to find out. What do we need to discover? Where do we need to go? What do we need to see? What drug do we need to take? What change do we need to make, Lord? Just help in this area of depression. We lift up James Wood to you tonight, Lord. We pray you continue to keep him healthy. And, Lord, we pray that he's healing up good from his double pneumonia. We pray, Lord, he not have a relapse. Pray that he not get the flu in the midst of all this. And, Lord, we just pray for James's healing. Lift up Kevin and his addiction, Lord. We pray you help him. Lord, as we prayed for these other men, help him keep on keeping on. And, Lord, just help him get over the hump of getting past these addictions. Lord, just help him. Lord, we pray for Jessica tonight and her depression. Same prayer. Lord, help her. Show her. Lord, walk with her. Lord, just intervene in this situation so she can have her old life back and get going again. Get off of this dead center, Lord. Help her in that situation. And then Phil Chavez, we pray for him. Lorraine, his wife, we're praying for her health issues. We're praying for their finances. Lord, help that situation, help that family. Touch that body. And Lord, just give them wisdom and discernment about their finances and job situation, all of those. Lord, we lift up our shut-ins to you tonight. We pray for them, encourage them. Lord, help them during this Christmas time. And Lord, we're praying for these unspokens as represented by hands lifted up high. Thank you, Lord, that we don't know how to pray. You intercede on behalf of us. And so, Lord, sometimes we carry these things like endurance. We can only carry it so far. We need to lay it down. And so, Lord, we're laying them down to you and with you one more night. And we're thanking you for making intercession where we cannot make intercession on our own. Lord, we continue to pray for all the different things we've been lifting up. We pray for Samaritan's Purse this year, Lord, with the big Christmas push and the shoeboxes, Lord. We pray that be a great impact for evangelization and sowing the seeds of the gospel. Lord, we're praying for the situation in Ukraine as winter really sets in. We're praying that you help those people continue to drive out the aggressor and gain back their land. Be with us tonight, Lord, as we get into the Word of God. We praise you and we thank you. And Lord, before we close it out, we pray a special prayer for Brother Mike Westbury's homegoing service, a second service at First North Houston. We pray that those that want to attend are able to attend. And Lord, we just pray to be an encouragement to Carla and any and all other family of her immediate family that is able to attend. We pray that it just be a blessing, an encouragement to them, and a comfort to them as we get together as a group of folks to celebrate Brother Mike's life. Thank you for his salvation. Thank you for saving us. And Lord, we look forward to seeing saved folks again one day that we love. So Lord, thank you for this word. As we dive off into it tonight, we pray that you just illumine our hearts and minds to receive it. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. All right, we'll try. Don't have just a huge amount of time, but that's okay. We're always going to take time to pray and take time to sing, amen? So, but we're going to get the word in. So let's take our Bibles and turn to Leviticus 7. Leviticus 7. Preacher, are we still on peace offering? We are absolutely still on a peace offering. Leviticus 7, I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the Holy and Inerrant Word of God. Leviticus 7, we'll begin reading here in verse 11, and we'll take her through verse 21. Have you found it? Leviticus 7:11, right? Amen? There is a fancy store named that. All right, get slushies there. The Word of God reads, he sprinkled some of it. No, that's chapter 8. I'm sorry. Let me get to Leviticus 7. In my rush, the wind has blown my page. Now this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which shall be presented to the Lord. If he offers it by way of thanksgiving, then along with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, he shall offer unleavened cakes mixed with oil and unleavened wafers spread with oil, and cakes of well-stirred fine flour mixed with oil. With the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving, he shall present his offering with cakes of leavened bread. Of this he shall present one of every offering as a contribution to the Lord. It shall belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offerings. Now as for the flesh of the sacrifice of his thanksgiving, peace offerings, it shall be eaten on the day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it over until morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering is a votive or a freewill offering, it shall be eaten on the day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day what is left of it may be eaten. But what is left over from the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned with fire. So if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering should ever be eaten on the third day, he who offers it will not be accepted and will not be reckoned to his benefit. It shall be an offensive thing, and the person who eats of it will bear his own iniquity. 19. Also the flesh that touches anything unclean shall not be eaten, it shall be burned with fire. As for other flesh, anyone who is clean may eat such flesh. But the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which belong to the Lord in his uncleanness, that person shall be cut off from his people. When anyone touches anything unclean, whether human uncleanliness or an unclean animal or any unclean detestable thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which belongs to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. All right, thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant word of God as we continue to go through this fourth Bible study on this third offering, I believe. We were talking about Wednesday night distinctives of the peace offering. Remember that? Remember that? Yes, yes. Amen. And we got to a point where we said there's more. Well, how much more is there? We said four more things. And so we began covering that first thing of the four. And that was the meaning of peace. And we went through that. We said there's considerable difference of opinion as to exactly what the Hebrew term employed for the peace offering actually means. We began to unpack that and break that down. Nevertheless, there is some help to be gained from a consideration of the general meaning of the root word. We dove off into that. Essentially, peace has the connotation of what, church? Y'all remember? Begins with a W. Ends with an S. Wholeness. Amen? Or completeness. Coming back to you now. We said an illustration of biblical wholeness can be seen in what? Begins with an M. Ends with an E. How about marriage? Yes. Amen? Specifically in the marriage of Adam and Eve. All right? When God made Adam, he was what? All by himself, was he not? Oh, bless his heart. When Adam named the animals, they all passed before him. And what was he noticing? They was going in twos, and he was naming them as they came. There they were, Mr. and Miss, and Mr. and Miss that, and sheep, and ox, and so on, and deer, and gazelle, and cougar, and whatever. And Adam began to feel what? Incomplete. And we said, rightly so. God said that Adam's aloneness was not good, and so he made a mate for him, did he not? Yes, and her name is? And when the two were joined together, they became one flesh. Adam became whole. He became whole when he became one with Eve. And so the Israelites, we pivoted off of that. We try to give the application. The Israelites became whole when they became one with God in worship. Peace describes this wholeness. We talked about this. We said, I believe peace refers to the condition of acceptance. Leviticus 19:5 says, so that you might be accepted, right? Which the Israelite experienced with God by virtue of the sacrifices, resulting in an inner peace on the part of each Israelite. So since the offerer places his hand on the animal that is sacrificed, the element of sin we talked about is clearly present. You're placing your hand on that animal when you cut its neck. The offering assures the offerer that he has peace with God based upon the shedding of innocent blood. Now that takes us through how we ended on Wednesday night. We're continuing to talk about the distinctives of the peace offering. And as we go on, we're talking about the instructions pertaining to the peace offering. We read a bunch of instructions tonight in Leviticus 7:11-21. In particular, the most striking features of this offering are that the offerer personally partakes of the sacrificial meat by means of a festival meal. How many of you had a Thanksgiving meal? Did you have a Thanksgiving meal? Did everybody have a Thanksgiving meal? Amen. How many of you ate leftovers? Right? Pastor Lee did it again. I did it. I didn't burn the turkey. But the kids had gone to some Katie Mills mall, and they had brought home some mall Chinese food. And I am a sucker for Chinese food. And I asked my wife Sunday, I said, what day did y'all go to the mall? She told me what day, and I'm counting up on my hand. Well, this is the fourth day. We said we wouldn't eat anything past the fourth day. Am I feeling lucky? Am I feeling lucky? I had that picture of Clint Eastwood in my mind. Are you feeling lucky? And I thought, you know, I'll try. Amen? So I nuked it really hot in the microwave, and I got it out. About the second bite, I'm going, well, okay. And I ate it all hook, line, and sinker. I'm telling you, man, about 12 o'clock Monday, I thought I was going to die. I mean, I literally thought I was coming home to see Jesus. It was that rough. Amen? There's some 3 days here in the Bible, right? And they tell us on the TV, you can go four. And then Stephanie, when we get ready to do Thanksgiving meal, right? She said, well, why don't you cook all those steaks? I go, baby, I got enough steak. She goes, yeah, but mom doesn't have anything for Thanksgiving. I want to take her something. I'm thinking, well, how much does your mom eat, you know? So she pulls out three more steaks. That's all my steaks. That's all my Kroger on sale steaks that I've been building for months. Amen? When they would come on sale, get a pack, right? Shovel them in the back. Nobody see that, you know? Don't be messing with the steak, right? So all this steak, you know, you get the sides out, the mashed potatoes, and you get the green beans out, and you get the this out, and everybody's saving room for dessert. Then they got them Sister Schubert rolls all fired up in there. Well, they ate steak, but they didn't eat a whole steak, right? So you think Pastor Lee's throwing steak away? Uh-uh. I finished. The people on TV said you could eat leftovers all the way through Monday. I had the last piece of T-bone. I was choking it down on Monday evening, man. And Stephanie said, well, are all the leftovers gone? I said, yeah, I took care of it. I ate them all. She said, well, do you want me to buy any more steaks if I find them on sale? I said, if I don't see a steak for 6 months, I'll be happy. Amen? I mean, I feel, you know, you eat so much of something, you get tired of it. Amen? Where am I at? The instructions pertain to the peace offering. In so doing, as the offerer gets to partake in the festival meal, in so doing, the focus here is more on the experiential benefits of the offerer than in the previous offerings, because he gets to partake in it, right? He gets to partake in it. In the burnt offering, the offerer received none of the sacrificed animal at all. In the grain offering, the same was true, although the priest fared better here. He got some, right? But in the peace offering, that the offerer gets something back, something like a rebate, a kickback, amen? He gets to participate. Now, I believe, and I hope you can see it, this suggests that the emphasis falls on the benefits to the offerer. The benefits to the offerer. That the offerer is here more in view than previously has been the case. That leads me to the third of those four things that we said we were going to try to cover beginning on Wednesday night. And that is the biblical examples of the peace offering. And we'll try to finish it out right here this evening. The biblical examples of the peace offering. We'll cover one with you tonight. You'll take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel and be ready to go there in 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah had made a vow to the Lord that she would dedicate her son to the Lord if he would but give her a boy child, if he would give her a male child. When God answered her prayer, she fulfilled her promise, thus completing her vow. Thus, in obedience to the instructions found in Leviticus pertaining to the peace offering, Hannah went to Shiloh and gave her son to the Lord, offering her peace offering at this time. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'm in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Are you there with me? 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning in verse 22. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up. 22? Yeah. I will not go up until the child is weaned. Then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and stay there forever. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Remain until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord confirm his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. Now, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with a 3-year-old bull and one ephah of flour and a jug of wine and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, although the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli. She said, oh, my Lord, As your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. So what did she do? As she experienced the wholeness of childbearing and of being able to fulfill her vow, she offered her peace offering. In many other instances, the peace offering was offered in the history of Israel. Israel, you study the Old Testament, you'll see it. Interestingly, this offering was made both in times of great sorrow, we see that in the Judges, and in times of great joy, we see that in Deuteronomy and in Joshua and 1 Samuel. In each instance, the peace offering focuses on the benefits, focuses on the wholeness which Israel is experiencing, or which she as a nation had lost and for which she hopes to get back. The offering then being an act of faith is a looking forward to a future wholeness or peace which God will grant His people. Amen? I'm going to end it there. It's 8:54. We'll call it good. Amen? So Sunday night, we won't get to do this, but we'll pick it back up the following Wednesday. Are you with me on that? Amen, amen. All right, very good. So we still have the fourth one to cover. We've covered three. All right, let's have a closing word of prayer. Those of you with us online, I'm glad you were with us tonight. Sorry you got to hear about all my food mishaps, but that is just life sometimes. We push our bodies further than they ought to go, and then we pay dearly for it. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you again for your word. We thank you for this time of year. And, Lord, we pray for those, again, that are struggling with this old thing called depression. We pray that in the midst of that storm, in the midst of their need, in the midst of that pit, that, Father God, they would call out to you. And when they do call out to you, Lord, you would be there. And you would hold them and carry them and help them in whatever they need. Thank you, Lord, that you're the great provider. You're our great protector. And you're the great healer. And Lord, we're praying like a balm of Gilead upon these old broken hearts and hurting minds and struggling emotions. We pray you might get them all fixed up and ready to serve you and ready to worship you and ready to go forward for you. So, Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for this evening tonight, and thank you for your word as always. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. All right, you folks are dismissed. We'll see you next time.
I got a text from
Becky. Uh-huh. Amen. All right. Did they ever respond on the computer there? No? All right. But you texted. Way to go.